This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 472 for Tuesday, July 13th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures continue to push higher on Tuesday, although prices have stepped back from new contract highs set in the overnight session due to profit-taking. That includes the November and January contracts hitting the expanded daily limit of $60 per ton. The November contract is up $27.80 at $916.80 per ton. The January contract gains $26.30 at $907.60 per ton. The continuing heat and drought across the prairies is placing great stress on crops. Other than some possible localized showers, there is no rain in the region's forecast for the rest of the week. With canola already facing a very tight supply situation, the strong likelihood of reduced harvest is seeing price rationing attempting to reduce demand. There's additional support from gains in the Chicago soy complex, as well as increases in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. The Canadian dollar is weaker, with the loonie at 79.87 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 80.19. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its weekly crop progress report Monday afternoon. As of July 11th, crop conditions remained steady, with corn holding at 65% good to excellent, soybeans at 59%, and spring wheat at 16%. The winter wheat harvest advances to 59% complete. That's a gain of 14 points on the week, but the harvest is 6 points behind the 5-year average. China says it will import 22 million tons of corn in the current marketing year and 20 million tons in 2021-22. China projects its soybean imports will rise from 100.4 million tons in 2020-21 to 102 million tons in the upcoming marketing year. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday. The November contract gains 1.5 cents at $13.52 per bushel. August soy oil rises nearly a penny and a half at 65.54 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is down 50 cents at $3.56.50 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Tuesday. The September contract is up 6 cents at $5.51 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger, with the September contract increasing 22 cents at 424.5. Wheat futures are mixed on Tuesday. Chicago September is down 7 cents at 634. Kansas City September loses 3.5 cents at 612. And with a final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September gains a nickel at 862. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, July 13th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.